Bezras Hashem's Barak, today's daf is Chaf Hei in Maseches Yuma with the family in the car. Baruch Hashem to Leket Yisrael. So Shlomo Zalman interrupts us along the way. He and I apologize in advance. We're going to pick up two lines from the bottom on Chav Dalid Amid Beis, Amar of Nachman. In yesterday's daf, we had a machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, whether there is a requirement for the Kohanim to be wearing their big day kahuna at the time of the pius. The pius we learned in the beginning of the second perek was the lottery that was done. Actually, today in modern Israel, pius to this day means lotto. It was lahavdil, a lottery that was done for the kohanim that were going to do the avodos in some of the avodos in the Beis HaMikdash in that day. Rav Nachman said that the Kohanim wear the Big Day Chol, while Rav Sheshes say they wear Big Day Kodesh. I'm Rav Nachman, Minah Aminah. Says Rav Nachman, how do I know that the halacha is that there's no need to wear Big Day Kodesh? Big Day Chol would also be acceptable. This is not, as we learn in a Mishnah. The Mishnah in Tamid, in Perek Hey, describes Masrun L'Chazanim, that they gave to the Chazanim their begadim, vaymav shitinosan es begdeim, and they would take off the begadim v'loi minichan alein ela michnasayim bilvad, and the only thing that the kohanim held on to were their pants. What's the diuk from this Mishnah? So Rav Nachman says like this: why is it that the chazanim took the begadim? What type of begadim? My love, ba'osan shezachu lepayis. After there were Kohanim that were Zocha to do the Avoda, then the Kohanim took their Big Day Chol, and they gave them Big Day Kodesh. Mashma, we could deduce that when it comes to the pious itself, they were wearing Big Day Chol. Amar of Yehuda, Huna, Bar Yehuda, Amar of Sheshes, Loi, it's not a riot. But Oisin Shelozach pious. What the Shamish, who was in charge of being Malbish them, who we learned in the past was named, was Pinchas HaMalbish, so he would take from them their begadim that were Big Day Kodesh, from those who were not Zocha LePayis. In other words, all the Kohanim got dressed up for the Payis. And then, those who lost, quote-unquote, so then the begadim was taken from them. Hachi Nami, the Gemara continues to be on Sotam HaFeim and Alf Mestabra. It's logical like this. These HaGadaitim Be'oshan Shezocha LePayis Lohayim Miniachalein Elam Michnaseim Levad, if we're going to say that what we're talking about is that the ones who won the pious, that we're saying that then their clothing was changed and they were given Big Day Kodesh, but what they had left, they were able to hold on to were the pants, Vatanya, but then we learned that even the pants doesn't make sense. Minayin shelo yeidavar kodem l'michnasayim. They couldn't put the Big Day Kodesh on top, the pants that are Big Day Kodesh on top of their pants, which was not Kodesh. Because it says, Shelo Yehi Dover Kodem L'michnasayim. They would have to change the pants that they were wearing. Tam Eloimer, Michnasay Vad, you Al Bisaro. The Torah says it needs to be Al Bisaro. So it can't mean that what happened was they were taking off their Big Day Chol and they were putting on Big Day Kodesh, because then it says that they held on to the Michnasayim, and the Michnasayim they can't hold on to because they need to change the Michnasayim for the Michnasayim of Kodesh. V'idach, and what is Rav Nachman going to say with that, Raya? Holo Kasha, that's not a question, says Rav Nachman. Hachik Tani, Acho Den Alein Big Day Chol, when they're wearing the Big Day Chol, Bishanosa Michnasay Kodesh, they would put on the Big Day Kodesh. And they would take off the Big Day Chol. When they put on the Big Day Kodesh, first they would put on the Big Day Kodesh and then take off the Big Day Chol, so they wouldn't be wearing nothing. So then when they took off the Big Day Chol, there was already, he was wearing Michnasayim of Kodesh, and then the rest of the Big Day Kodesh were put on. That's Rav Nachman's defense of how to read the Braisa. Amar Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes who disagrees, Sheshes who holds that the halacha is that during the pious they needed to wear Big Day Kodesh. Mino Aminallah, how do I know my position, says Rav Sheshes. Tisanya, we learned in a Braisa. This is a Tosefta, Kimin Besilka Gedola. It was like a large house. This, of course, was the Lishka that also housed the Sanhedrin. Haisa Pais Bimizracha. They used to do the Pais in the east. Vizaken Yoshev Bimarava. And there was a Zaken who sat in the west. Vakoyanim Mukafin Vaimdin Kimin Bechulir. They would sit like a circular necklace. Vamuna Bavanoitl Mitznefes. The Muna went and he took the hat, Meirosho Shalechem, from one of the Kohanim that wanted to be in the Pais. This way, Vyodimimenu Shemimenu Pais Matchil. They would start the counting from the Kohen whose hat was removed. Analyzes the Gemara, analyzes Rav Sheshes. Visakadaituch Babig Dechol. And if you're going to be say that Rav Nachman is right, that they wore Big Dechol for the Pais, Mitznefes Babig Dechol Miika, did they wear a special Mitznefes on their weekday clothing? There was no hats that they would normally wear. I don't know about a black hat, but there were no hats. Visakadai Big Dechol, Mitznefes Big Dechol Miika, says the Gemara in Kedetani Rav Yehuda Vitema Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Kain Shasa Loime Kesaynes Oivid Bo Avodas Yachid. The mothers used to take care of them. Things haven't changed. That the halacha is that we learned that a Kohen whose mother made him a Kesones, so then he could do Avodas Yachid. If she made him a Ketones, that's Doma to Big Dei HaKodesh, so then in such a case he's allowed to do what's called Avodas Yachid. Avodas Hayachid is avoda that's put on a particular individual. For example, taking out the kaf and the machta is avoda that's avodas Hayachid that the Kohen Gadol does, taking out the Kodesh Kodashim on Yom HaKippurim, because he brought it in. It's not one of the avodas HaTzibur. So in such a case, he could wear a mitznefes of Big Dechol that his mother made. So too, says the Gemara, maybe his mother made him a mitznefes. So there's no raya that this mitznefes, Rav Nachman will say back to Rav Sheshes, there's no raya that the mitznefes that he's wearing is of Kodesh. Amar Abaye, we put a period here. Amar Abaye Shmamina, we continue about 12 lines in Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. We hear from here, Lishkas Hagazis Chetzia BeKodesh VeChetzia BeChol, that the Lishkas Hagazis was half in Kodesh and half in Chol. The Gemara in a moment will explain why that's so, that we could prove from here that it was Chetzi Bekodesh and Chetzi Bechol. Ushmamina, we also learned, Shnei Pesachim Ayila, that it had two entrances. Echad Pasuach Bekodesh, one would open to the Beis HaMikdash itself, Echad Pasuach Bechol, and the other to the Harabayis, and not to Kodesh itself. How do we know that the Lishkas Hagazis was Chetzi B'Kodesh and Chetzi B'Chol? These Agdaitich Kula B'Kodesh, because if it was entirely in Kodesh, we learned that there was a Zaken whose job was to be in charge of the Pious who sat. So Gemara says, Zaken Yoshev B'Ma'arava? Could the Zaken be sitting on the west? Va'omer Mar, this is a very important klal. This is in Zvachim in a few places. In Taisus, in Zvachim, as well as the Masoras HaShas gives us a few places in Shas that it's discussed. That no one is allowed to sit in the Heichal of the Beis HaMikdash except for Malachim of Beis David. So how could it be that the Zakim was sitting? No one would sit in the Beis HaMikdash because of the reference to the Shechina. Also, the Sugya and Zvachim that we made reference to is quoted by Tesis in Dibar Maskel Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara. V'yisal Kedaituch Kula Bechol. Okay, so you'll say maybe the Zakim was sitting there because the Lishkas Hagazis was in a Chol area. It didn't have Kedusha. But how could that be? Pious B'Mizracha. How could they say that the Pious was in the east? V'aba'inan in the east of the Lishkas Hagazis, and it's all Chol, Vabaina, but we need, as we had mentioned in yesterday's daf, Bebeis Elokim Nahalech Beragesh, that the Gemara earlier had mentioned that there was an excitement of going to the Pious on Chavdalid on the Beis, and for that reason the Gemara had told us that the Pious was done four times during the day to create an excitement. Beis Elokim Nahalech Beragesh. So you cannot say it's not part of the Beis Elokim. But it must be that chetzia bekodesh vechetzia bechol, that a half of the lishkas hagazis was kodesh, half it was chol. The part that they did the pious was kodesh, and the part where the zaken sat in the east was chol. Again, v'isakodaitach pesach echad yeshla, another raya that we brought was that it had two entrances. Now, if you're going to say that there was only one entrance, upasuach lekodesh, and it was open to kodesh, here the Gemara has a very important rule that's also used in a few places in Shas. Zaken yashay b'marava, would the zaken be able to sit in the east, even if the east was outside in terms of its placement? On the map, if you will, it was outside of the area of Kodesh, it would still be a problem. Vatanam, because we learned in a Mishnah, this is an important Mishnah that's discussed in Psachim on Pei Vav and Al Zvachim Nun Vav. It's a Mishnah also in Meiser Sheni in Perek Gimel, and that is Halishkos Habnuyas Bechol. If you have a Lishka that was built in area of Chol, where it's not Kodesh, Upsuchos LeKodesh, but it's open to an area of Kodesh, Tochin Kodesh, it follows the Pesach. The status follows the Pesach. And since if there was only one Pesach, it would be Kodesh, then once again, the Zaken would not be able to sit there because it would have a Din Kodesh. And if you're going to say it's open to a chol area, and that's why the zaken was able to sit there. However, pious b'mizracha, the pious we said was supposed to be done in the east. And we learned b'nuyas b'kodesh u'psuchos l'chol tochen chol, that if it is only open to chol, even if it's built in an area of kodesh, so the halacha is that it's considered chol. That's what's mentioned also in that Mishnah in Meiser Sheni. And we learned that the pious is supposed to be done in the area of Kodesh. Again, based on the idea of Beis Elokim, Nehalech Biragesh. Elash Ma'amina Shem Sachim Ha'ilah. Must be that there were two openings for the Lishkas HaGazis. Echad Pasuach B'Kodesh V'Echad Pasuach L'Chol. Hence, it could have a dual status because it was open both to Kodesh and to Chol. And it was situated both in Kodesh and in Chol, in terms of the area. Because this is such a dear tasis, we will go out of our general daf approach of doing the daf yomi and translating and being masbir, and add that Tosis and Dibra Maskel and Yeshiva Ba'azara is bothered that the Gemara in Zvachim says that they would be Ochel, they would be Yoshev and Ochel, that they would sit and eat, the Kachim, the Kohanim would, in the Azara. The problem is Ha'en Yeshiva V'Azara. Tosis' first approach is to say, no, that was a mistake in our understanding of the Gemara. They did not sit and eat in the Azara. It was talking about Kachim Kalim that could be eaten in the entire city. The Rivam gives a different answer and says that the only time we say Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara is for those things that are not necessary for the Avoda. However, Achila is Tzorech Avoda, because the Torah Akdeisha says V'ichlu Osam Asher Kupar Behem, that there is a mitzvah for the Kohanim to eat. Ad Kedekach, they probably even made a bracha when they ate Kachim. And therefore it's considered Tzorech Avoda. So what emerges is the two Deos in Tosvos have a fundamental machlokis of whether the Kohanim would sit and eat or in the Kachim in the Azara, and another machlokis of whether there was yeshiva in general that was done Litzarech Havoda. Finally, Tosa says that there are psukim that seem to indicate that the Kohanim are supposed to be malachim, are supposed to be like kings when they eat the Kachim, and therefore Tosis entertains the idea that they are like, on some level, Malchus Beis David, Bishas Achilas Kodshim, and therefore are allowed to sit in the Azara. Fascinating discussion in Tosis. Let's, Beis Hashem, begin the next Mishnah, 10 lines from the bottom, a little bit more, on Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. Zok De'elig Mishnah, Apayis Hasheni. We mentioned that there are four lotteries that are done for which Kohen would be Zochet to do the Avoda in the Beis Hamikdash. Habayis Hasheni. What was the second lottery? Mi shochet, mi zorek, mi medashin mizbeach hapnimi, u mi medashin es hameora, Who's going to do the shechita? Who's going to do the zrika of the carbon tamid? Who's going to clean off the mizbeach hapnimi from the k'tayres? Who's going to clean out the menorah from yesterday's wicks? If you're having difficulty getting one of the children to help out, clean out the menorah, just remind them that all the Kohanim were clamoring to clean out the menorah. My wife said, "Mi medashin es haMenorah is Ima. Usually she has to do it. Umi ma'ala evarim lekevesh. Who takes the evarim up to the ramp, which was quite a few Kohanim, because the evarim constituted quite a few limbs that were harosh varegel v'shtei edayim haoketz. Oketz is the tail, v'haregel v'chazei the breast area, v'hagera." Gera is the neck, v'shtei hadefanos, the two sides of the torso area of the behema, v'akirbayim, the inside, v'asoles, also you have the soles from the mincha of the morning, v'achavitin, as well as the minchas kohen gadol that was brought every day, but lav dafka did the kohen gadol himself bring it, v'hayayin, so that is shlosha asar kan mzachubo. Though right there, is 13 Kohanim who would be Zoche, says the Mishnah, in these different Avodas. Last two lines in the Mishnah, Chavei Amar Aleph, Amar Ben Azlef, Nei Rebikim, B'Shur Yeshua, Derech Hilucho Haya Karev. They used to bring the animal up onto the Mizbeach in the manner that it was alive. What does that mean? That the first Kohen that took up the head, then the neck, and so on and so forth. The Gemara continues 8 lines on the bottom. Boy, Luke, Yishem Mephaisin, Lavoda Achas Mephaisin, Oidum Lechol Avoida Vavoida Hein Mephaisin. How did they do the pious? Was there a separate pious for every single Avoda? That's the second side of the Gemara. The first side of the Avoda is they actually only did one pious, which we've discussed in the past, the Kohanim sticking out their fingers, something akin to the 21st finger is it. But they would do it only for one avoda. And then Rashi explains, 7 lines from the bottom, that once the first one was zoche for shechita, so then anybody that was on the right, they counted 12 more avodas from the right of that kohen. So that's a Gemara Shadli. Boy, Lukashem, Mephaisen, Avoda, Achas, Mephaisen, do they do the avoda based on the first kohen that won? Then everybody from his right also wins, counting 12. Or they did a different pious for every single avoida. Tosh mazok daily gemara. Chvelach, bring in a raya, we'll bring you a proof. Arba paisis hayisham. There were 4 paisis. If we're going to say that every avoda had its own pious, tuva avis. And then there's not 4 paisis. There are many, many more. Amar Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, Kachi Kamer, says the Gemara, 2 lines on the Chafei Amar Aleph, Arba Pa'amim Nichnasin Lahafis. They would go in for the pious 4 times. In other words, there were 4 separate times for pious. But there were many different lotteries that were done at each one of those 4 junctures. So the Shaila still remains, and we go to the top of Chafei on the Beis. The first word, Tashmach Velach, bring in a raya, come in here, I'll bring you a proof from you, Daimer. Lo yeh pious lemachta elekayin shezacha biktayres. There wasn't a separate pious for the machta when it came to the ketores. Rashi explains that there were 2 avodas, specific avodas when it came to bringing the ketores, that required 2 different kohanim. Says Rashi in the second line from the top of Chafeim Abayz, 1 is that there was a kohen that would be molech the ketores to the heichal and do the haktara, and number 2, there was a second that would remove the coals on the outer mizbeach and bring it into the heichal and put it on the bizneach hapnimi to use those coals for the ketores. So Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion they wouldn't have a separate pious for the machta. Ella kohen shezacha b'ketores, one who won the role for doing the ketores, omer lezeshi mo, he would say to the one that was with him. Rashi explains that means the one who was on his right side. Zakei mi b'machta, you join me with me for the machta. Mashma, that only when it comes to ketores do we have this process of choosing the one to the right. However, says the Gemara, that that's only in regards to the Haktara. Shani machta uktoris dechad avodehi, but for other things in the Karban Tamid, it could very well be that they made separate avodas. And you can't infer from Rabbi Yehuda that they would say that the one on the right is the one who is zoche in everything else. Igadamri, others say that the first pshat we had said was a machta uktoris is chad avodahu. Igadamri, others say dafka machta uktor de chad avodi avoshar avodas boi pais. The other avodas do need a pais. Then you could deduce the other way from our Mishnah that it says it specifically in regards to machta and ktoris, that's chad avodah, but all other avodas, maybe we could prove they need a pais. Says the Gemara, that's not a proof in that direction either. Machta tzrichale. We need specifically the case of machta. Salkadai techamina. Hol velo shchicha. Since it's not so common, it would happen only twice a day. And it's not like the avodas of karbanos, where there would be many, many karbanos that were brought as nedavos as well. Uma'asra and Chazal have a tradition that we're going to see later on in Chavava Med Aleph that the Ketores brings along with it wealth, Ashirus. Here in Aramaic, the Ayin is of course Ayin. Tof is exchanged for Shin from Uma'asra and it makes wealthy. Niskin Le Pais Bifnei Atzma, that's the one that everybody wants. They want the one that's going to make them wealthy. It's interesting, to this day, people are makbid to read the Ketores from a klaf, v'chule, v'chule. Why dafka the Ketores and not the other avodas? Because we're going to have tomorrow that the Ketores is what makes people wealthy. The other segulas, if you will, seem to be a little bit more ignored. U'ma'as niskin la pais b'fnei atzma, kamash malon, that is the chidush over here, that we don't say that it gets its own pious, the machta, but rather it's dragged along. The Gemara brings one final proof about whether they would make a pious for every avoda or not, and this is going to conclude that we don't make a pious for every one of the Tamid's avodas. Tashma detan Rebbe Chiya, lo kol avoda avoda mefaisin, they didn't do a pious for every avoda, el kain shezocha betamid, one Kohen was Zoche in the Talmud. Shneim Asar Echav Konim Nimshachim Imo. Like we had mentioned earlier in the Gemara, that his friends who were on his right side, they went along with him. Shmamina, this is a proof that they did not do a pious for every single one of the Avodas of the Talmud. We also learned in our Mishnah, Pious Hasheni. Mi Shoichet. What is the second pious? Who's going to do the shechita of the tamid? Mi zayrek, mi medashing. This analyzes the Gemara, Ibailu, mi mekabel. Who does the Kabbalah of the dam from the carbon tamid? Shechit mekabel? Do we say that the shechit is mekabel, that he also does both the shechita and the Kabbalah? Quite a feat. He'd be doing the shechita with one hand and doing the Kabbalah into the kli shares in his other hand. If we're going to say, says the Gemara, that it's not the Shochru's Mekabel, but the Zorek, Agav Chavivuse Lo Mekabel Lekulei Dam, because of the dearness, the Avoda of the Zrika is the pinnacle of the Avodas HaKarbanos. He's going to be so excited to do the Zrika, he might forget to, and he's going to be so excited, he wants to run off to do this Rika Sadam, he might not be careful in being mekabel all of the dam from the shechita. Lo mekabel elekulei dam. O dilma zarek mekabel. Or do we say the zarek is mekabel? Diyamet shochet mekabel zimnin de shochet zar. We learned in the previous dapim that a zar is allowed to do shechita. Remember that we learned that there are four avodas that if a zar does them, he's chayiv misa. That includes the zrika. However, shechita can be done by a zar. So since the shechita is going to be done by a zar, so then we're going to have a problem because a zar is also going to do the Kabbalah. Now, it happens to be that in the sugya on Chav Dalet Amid Aleph, we did not mention Kabbalah as being one of the chiyuve misa if a zar does it, but Rashi points out that Kabbalah's psula al yidei zar. So therefore, we would not want the shochet to be the one who's doing the, to also be the one who's going to do the Kabbalah, because then it will be done by a zar. Tashma, coming here, I'll bring you a proof. Ben Katin. This is a Gemara on Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph, that there was a beautiful kiyar that was done by Ben Katin, and he made Asa Yudbeis Dod Lekiyar. He made 12 different openings for the urn that was used by the Kohanim Kedei in order to wash their hands. Kedei Shiyu Yudbeis Echav Kohanim Alskim B'Tamid. Why 12? Because there are 12 Kohanim that are involved with the carbon tamin, mikachin yadeim v'raglein bebas achas, that they would be able to wash their hands all at once. Bisakadaitach shochet mikabel. If you're going to say that the shochet is the one who also does the Kabbalah, tleiser avi. So then, in such a case, then there must be 13, because it cannot be the shochet who's doing the Kabbalah. That's pasul bazar. So if there's a time when the shochet is a zar, so then you have the other 12 kohanim that are washing their hands, plus you need some a 13th to wash his hands to do the Kabbalah. Elulav must be shmamina, that from here we have a proof, zayrik mikabel, that there were only 12 kohanim that washed their hands, and that means that the kohen who was already washing his hands to be zayrik was also mekabel shmamina. That's a good proof, the Gemara says. Amale Ravacha Brei de Rav Ravashi Afananami Tznina. We also learn this in a Mishnah in Tamid on Lamed Amabez. It seems this way: Shachid Hashochet VeKibel HaMekabel Ubala Lizrok. So Loshana Mishnah is that there was someone who was shochet, and the one who was mekabel went to do zrika shmamina. From here, it's a proof. We had learned in the Mishnah Benazai had told Rabbi Akiva the way in which the carbon was brought was in the order of the way in which the limbs grow. In other words, the head comes first. Tana Rabbanan, Ketzad Derech Hilucha, Harosh V'Haregel, Achazei V'Hageru, Shtei Yadayim, Shtei Tefanos Ha'okatz V'Haregel. That's the order according to Rabbi the Tanakama, which is the order, of course, of the growth of the animal. Rabbi Yossi, however, disagrees. He says, Derech Hafshita O'Yikraf. The animal was brought in the way in which it was skinned. Harosh first, then the regel. Harosh va'regel, ha'okatz, and then what comes next is not the breast area, the chazeh, but rather what comes next is the tail. Va'regel u'shtei defanos u'shtei edayim ha'chazeh va'agore. Rabbi Akiva Omer Derech Nitucha Hayikav. Rabbi Akiva is another shita that wasn't recorded in our Mishnah, and that is that it is brought in the way in which the animal is cut up. Ketzad Derech Nitucha, how is the animal cut up? Harosh va'regel u'shtei edayim ha'chazeh va'agore. Ushtei defanos va'okitz va'regel. The regel there is last. Another opinion, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer Derech Iluya Hukrav. It is brought up in the order in which is the best pieces, the better pieces of meat, come first. Harosh va'regel achazei va'ager ushtei defanos va'okitz va'regel v'shtei hayadayim. Asks the Gemara, is this the correct order? The pasuk in Yecheskel describes the best cuts of meat. Vaksiv, the pasuk says, Kol neitach toiv yorech v'kosef, which is mashma, that the thigh are the best parts of the animal. Yet Rabbi Yossi Aglili put the reglayim towards the end after all of the evarim. Why did he do that? Doesn't the pasuk say that the thigh is the best? Answers the Gemara, he bechusha. The Gemara was talking about the part of the animal with the regel that had a lot of fat. If it has a lot of fat, so then in such a case it's not the best. However, the pasuk in Yecheskel was talking about where there wasn't fat. The carbon tamid had a lot of fat on it. Bezer Hashem, we're going to stop today's daf. About 10 lines were on the bottom on Chaf Hei Amabez. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Chaf Hei in Maseches Yuma. Bezer Hashem Yisbarich, the halacha topic from Daf Chaf Hei in Maseches Yuma is wearing a yarmulke. Tosis on Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph makes a very fascinating point. Tosis points out that our Gemara took it as a given that the pious, which is the subject of Perek Sheni of Yuma, the lottery that the Kohanim were chosen for in the Avoda of the Beis HaMikdash, was done specifically in the Lishkas HaGozis. Ask Taisus, why did they not do it in the Azara itself? What's the source that should be done in Lishkas Hagazis that in today's daf we learned that Lishkas Hagazis partly had Kedusha, it was Psuchos Lechodesh, it was Psuchos Lechol. There were people that were allowed to sit, people who were supposed to stand. A very intricate cheshbon of Lishkas Hagazis. Why not just do the pius in the Azara itself? Taisus points out that the reason for it is because the Kohen used to have his hat removed, as our sugya pointed out, that the way in which the Mamuna knew which Kohen was the one the count had started with was by taking off the hat of the first Kohen who was to be counted. And that, says Taisus, since the Mitznefes was removed, says the Kohen Gnayu Lo, it is denigrating, interestingly, Lo, for him, to stand in the Azara without a Mitznefes on his head. It's for this reason the Magen Avraham in Simin Reish Pei Beis Sivkatan Ches writes that there isn't a chiyuv. We see from our Taisus that there isn't a chiyuv for a person to wear a yarmulke when they're standing in one place. It is for this reason that the Magen Avraham concludes that there isn't a iser gomor to sit without a yarmulke. And when the Gemara in Kedushin describes that Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua would not go Dalet Amos without Gilui Rosh, the actual iser of going without Gilui Rosh is specifically for someone to walk without a yarmulke with four Dalet Amos. However, if it's less than Dalet Amos, then the iser does not apply. If I'm not mistaken, I don't have my Svarim with me right now, but there are some who have argued that the iser of that there is a prohibition of not wearing a yarmulke because it was common in those days for the Gentiles to remove their caps, particularly when they would go into Makom Avodah Zarah, and therefore there were some Rishonim who postulated that there is an iser of b'chukoseim lo seilechu. In fact, I see quoted in the name of Reb Shlomo Kluger in the Shalos Tshuvos Ha'elef Lecha Shlomo in Orach Chaim Simin Gimel, that there would be an iser even less than Dalet Amis for a person to go without anything on his head. Shlomo Kluger is mechadesh that the Gemara in Kedushin is talking about wearing something entirely on one's head. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein, in his first tshuva, it's a collector's item, the first tshuva of Igros Moshe, Chelik Aleph, Simen Aleph, rejects that opinion of Rav Shlomo Kluger, and he points out that the iser of going without a hair covering is talking specifically even for a partial covering. In other words, something that would qualify as the shear of a yarmulke, shear of a kippah, even if a full hat is not being worn. Fascinating that the Pnini Halacha quotes a Meiri that complains that there are people who go to shul and take off their large hat and daven with a yarmulke. And the Meiri says no one would ever do that when speaking to an important person, and certainly when they're davening, they should be wearing a full hat. We've mentioned in the past that is a big discussion in Halacha about wearing a hat for davening. It's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah that one should wear a hat for davening. There are different customs within Klal Yisrael today. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik pointed out that when JFK, when Kennedy took off his hat for the presidential inauguration, then the halacha of wearing a hat for davening also changed, because no longer, and certainly today, is it common for people to put on a hat when going to speak to a person that is mechubad. Again, Reb Shlomo Kluger said that halacha applies even walking Dalet Amos, that one needs a full hat. Rav Moshe Feinstein says that is not correct. And in terms of staying in one place and not wearing a yarmulke, Rav Moshe is being masbir the isra of walking for Amos without a yarmulke. Staying in one place, the Magen Avraham says it's definitely a midas chasidus for one to be careful to wear one's yarmulke, even if one is not walking Dalet Amos in the Rishus HaRabim, Dalet Amos in general, We did see the opinion of some who held that there is an Isra of a Bechukosayim lo Seilechu. The Magen Avram, though, points out from our Gemara, at least in the time of Chazal, there was no problem of a Bechukosayim lo Seilechu. It seems that the Magen Avram is concluding from our Gemara that there is only a Midas Chasidus, and of course that Midas Chasidus would fall away in an instance where there is some type of tzorech, like in this case, in our Gemara, of taking off the mitznefes from the head of the Kohen so that it could, that they could effectively run the pious. Finally, I conclude with an important point that I heard from one of my special Rabbeim in Tarvadas, Rav Yisrael Reisman, who pointed out that the root of the word, everybody used the word yarmulke. The root of the word yarmulke means yirei malka, is to remind the person, and it's clear from the Gemara in Kedushin, on Daf Lamed Aleph, that the role of a hat, of covering one's head, is to remind oneself to have Kovod Rosh. So Rabbi Reisman pointed out that in a case, which Rav Moshe discusses in other tshuvas, where he allowed, due to parnasa reasons, a person to go to work without wearing a yarmulke, because they would not be able to earn a parnasa if people would know that they were religious Jews in the face of prejudice and anti-Semitism. So despite that fact, Rabbi Reisman pointed out that a yarmulke is not for the way most people look at a yarmulke. Most people think of a yarmulke as you're showing other people that you're Jewish or religious. And unfortunately now, Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael has multiplied Kein Yirbu. For so many people, the yarmulke is also a political statement. What type of yarmulke he wears? Does he have a ring around his yarmulke? Does he not have a ring around his yarmulke? V'chule, v'chule. Rabbi Reisman pointed out that a yarmulke is really about a person reminding themselves, not showing other people, but reminding themselves that there is a Borei Olam that is above them, that is watching all of their actions. That's how Rabbi Reisman pointed out that even if Mi'ikur Zedina, Rabbi Moshe has a heter for a person to go without a yarmulke, even Dalet Amos, and we saw from our Tosas that there might not be an Isser if he's not moving at all. Of course, there's another Dion about eating without a yarmulke, which we haven't discussed today. In such a case, he recommended that the person make a date with the Sheitel Macher. What do I mean by that? And that is to get from his wife the Sheitel Macher's number, Rabbi Reisman suggested, and go to the Sheitel Macher to get a toupee, and thereby, even though his boss and the co-workers, that for some reason he cannot go to work with a yarmulke, they will not know, but he will know that he has something that's covering his head. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes a summary of some issues that come up on wearing a yarmulke. This concludes the halacha from the Daily Daf from Daf Chaf Hei.